Cuba is one of the most popular destinations for Canadian travelers, offering everything from sun-soaked, sparkling white sand shores to vibrant city centers with brightly painted houses and streets filled with old-fashioned cars. Visitors can also explore several of Ernest Hemingway's favorite haunts, get a tan on one of the country's 430 beaches, or visit one of the country's multiple rum or cigar factories. While the country's capital, Havana, is the most frequented tourist city, the island brims with fascinating areas to explore, including Cienfuegos, known as the Pearl of the South. Cienfuegos, a designated UNESCO Urban Historic Center, is a bay on Cuba's south coast that wows visitors with its neo-colonial architecture and classic American cars. It is an ideal destination for travelers who want to learn about the country's history while enjoying its natural beauty. People who enjoy water sports may go scuba diving in popular locations brimming with schools of colorful fish, or try jet skiing, sailing or stand-up paddleboarding. From booking flights and securing travel documents to things to do for fun while you're there, find out everything you need to know about planning your trip to Cuba from Vancouver. What airlines should I fly to Cuba? From Vancouver International Airport, YVR, travelers can fly to Juan Gualberto Gomez International Airport, VRA. Via a connecting route, airlines that fly to or partially to Varadero, Cuba via one of their airline partners include Air Canada, Air Transat, Sunwing, WestJet. Travelers may also wish to fly into Havana instead of Varadero, but should prepare to pay prices of at least $200 to $300 more. Instead, use the comfortable, air-conditioned transfers between the two large cities. This route takes about 3 hours to complete. When should I book my ticket to Cuba? Book plane tickets to Varadero 2 months in advance to get the best deal. If you book upwards of 4 months in advance, prices may appear inflated. Prices start at around $500 for one or two stop itineraries from round-trip flights from YVR to Varadero. Prices for similar options to Havana start at around $800. When is the best time of year to visit Cuba? Like other Caribbean countries, Cuba experiences a hurricane season from roughly June through November, although hurricanes are far less common in June and July. To avoid wet weather or worse, travelers should plan to visit between late December through April. Is it safe to visit Cuba? Cuba is a relatively safe destination and most travelers visiting resorts don't need to take extra security precautions. These resort areas include Cayo Coco, Cayo Largo del Sur, Cayo Santa Maria Guadalavaca, Varadero, but the Canadian government warns that people visiting some regions should exercise a high degree of caution due to shortages of necessities including food, medicine and fuel. Power outages occur regularly outside of Havana and touristic areas and transit services are regularly disrupted due to fuel shortages. The Canadian government warns that good health care is limited across Cuba. Its government-owned healthcare facilities are in poor condition and lack basic drugs, medical supplies and equipment. Emergency response times may also be slow. Petty crime, such as purse and bag snatching, occurs in busy areas, particularly ones frequented by tourists. Theft from privately rented accommodations is also common. The Canadian government advises the following tips to keep your valuables safe. Ensure that your personal belongings, including your passport and other travel documents, are secure at all times. Don't pack valuables in your checked luggage. Avoid showing signs of affluence. Keep electronic devices out of sight. Carry valid identification at all times. Keep a digital and a hard copy of your ID and travel documents. Avoid carrying large amounts of cash. Never leave belongings unattended in a vehicle, even in the trunk. Fraudulent tour guides and taxis operate and tourists should exercise caution. They may charge exorbitant prices or collect money without providing a service. Tourists should only use reputable tour operators and registered taxis and be wary of strangers who seem overly friendly. Do I need to get any special travel vaccines ahead of visiting Cuba? Visit a travel medical clinic before you book a ticket. The healthcare professionals will inform you about what vaccinations you require and what you can expect on your trip. There are risks of contracting several viruses spread by mosquitoes, including dengue, Zika, and chikungunya. Pregnant women or women who plan to get pregnant in the future may need to reconsider visiting Cuba. Discuss the risks with your doctor and learn more about how the Zika virus affects pregnancy. What kind of activities can I enjoy in Cuba? Several tours are available for travelers to Cuba, and it is recommended that you join an official one to avoid scams. Some popular tours take visitors through historic parts of Havana and show them the best places to check out during the rest of their stay. Old Havana, a historic municipality in the capital and UNESCO World Heritage Site, was founded in 1519 and has maintained a remarkable unity of character through its adherence to its original urban layout, according to UNESCO. Other tours feature multi-day itineraries with nights sleeping under the stars in the Topes de Calance Nature Reserve Park, exploring the colonial town of Trinidad, and much more. They can also enjoy cycling across the country. Do I need a visa to visit Cuba? Travelers need a tourist visa for stays up to 90 days in the country. Many vacation providers, such as Sunwing Vacations, WestJet Vacations, and Air Canada Vacations, include the tourist card in their holiday packages. Travelers who book their flights and hotel separately or who enter Cuba via another country first must obtain one through a Cuban government office in Canada. It can also be purchased at some airports in Canada and in the United States. Canadian passports must be valid for the length of your stay in Cuba. However, you should ensure your passport is valid for 6 months after you return home from travel. If you become ill or injured while in your destination, you may not be able to travel home. Fill out the arrival form in advance. Travelers to Cuba must complete an online form within 72 hours before entering the country. They will receive a QR code by email once it is done. You must show an electronic or printed version of the QR code to authorities upon arrival. Travelers to Cuba must have health insurance. Travelers should have medical coverage for any trip, but they are required to have it to enter Cuba. All Canadian insurance providers are recognized by the Cuban government, except some issued by U.S. companies. If you do not have health coverage, you may need to purchase a policy on arrival, and the coverage may be limited. You may also be denied entry. Some providers, such as Manulife, provide up to $10 million in emergency medical coverage for a single trip, while others may pay $1 million or less. While $1 million may seem like far more than you could need, in the event of an emergency, you could face much higher costs, particularly if you need to be transported by air from one city to another. How much money will I spend on accommodation? While you may wish to book your flight and accommodation separately, many deals from YVR to multiple Cuban cities include flights, accommodation, and transfers at a bargain. Numerous options cost around $1,000 for a week's stay and include the cost of meals, drinks, entertainment, and a tourist card. These all-inclusive options are ideal for travelers who want to kick back on the beach and possibly take some day tours from the resort. Travelers looking to travel around the country may wish to book accommodation independently. However, if they plan to stay for a couple of weeks, it may cost less to have a home base at a resort and a few nights hotel elsewhere. For example, by booking 2 weeks in Varadero at a resort and 3 nights in Havana, travelers can leave most of their luggage at home while they transfer for a short stint in the capital. There are some extremely cheap hotel options, but it means they can enjoy the comfort of an all-inclusive, and not worry about forking out money for meals and drinks, while still exploring the country's rich history. Prices for accommodation vary widely across Cuba, but you can expect to pay anywhere from $24 to hundreds of dollars per night based on the type of accommodation you book. Find more information about exciting destinations in BC and across the globe, as well as travel deals and tips, by signing up for VIA's weekly travel newsletter, The Wanderer. Since travel deals can sell out, find out the day they are posted by signing up for our daily travel deals newsletter. Want to learn more about a specific destination or have a travel concern or idea you would like VIA to write about? Email us at alana@vancouverisawesome.com. Send us stories about recent holidays that you've been on, or if you have any tips you think our readers should know about.